The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Welcome in, everybody. This is Diane McClay on the Shift Podcast with Trish Campbell, and we are so happy that you made the choice to be with us today. It's Flannel Friday, but it's also Reframe Friday. And as always, Trish and I, especially in the month of November, which is the month that we consider in America as Thanksgiving month and Canadian Thanksgiving, it's also the month of American National Heritage Day. And one of the ways that we like to reframe the Fridays is we look at things from a different perspective, and we invite you to do the same. So as we open our show today, I really want to call your attention to not just the sales that go on after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, which is what we traditionally have been taught to focus on, or even the thanks that we give with our friends and family around a sumptuous meal, which is what we've been taught to do. But as we approach this season of thanks, I would really like to call attention to the Native tribes in America and the Indigenous people in Canada, who basically this is essentially a time of mourning for their people because of the genocide, because of the theft, because of how people before us treated them. And I don't want to be completely negative, but I don't want to be blind and ignore that this is a dark side of our pilgrimage history. It's a dark side of our progressionism that just typically gets swept under the rug. So in our normal format, we want to call out to the elders, to the spirits, to the people that came before us, the stewards of the lands in which we currently reside, the stewards of the practices and the agriculture that feed us today. We want to honor you, whether you're a named or unnamed person. We want to thank you for the sacrifices you have made to allow us to be where we are today. And we call upon every listener to look at things from a slightly different perspective. Trish, bring it in.
Thank you for making that acknowledgement and for honoring in that way the land, the inhabitants that came before us. And I will say that it is, a part of our history we can't ignore. And it's not just a part of our history, it's still ongoing because the impact and the trauma of, the impact of the trauma is still ongoing. So it's something that, not to be negative, this isn't negative. This is bringing to light things that we're not always maybe conscious of or giving attention to, that is not to say, honoring all the ways we have traditionally is bad, but it's also, once we know more, it's we can incorporate, integrate that into our day, into our practice, into our being. So I so appreciate that. I'm so grateful to be having this conversation. We're kind of, having this conversation around overall looking at the things that we do, how we operate in our lives, and that it's okay to question and be curious and to not just keep doing what we've always done. I mean, you mentioned the Black Friday sales and all that, like over the years, the holidays have become more and more about material and pulling us away from what's inside of us, the spiritual, the energy of everything. And so I think that's what we're going to talk about today is, going back into curiosity, questioning, why we're doing what we're doing, maybe opening up to new perspectives on ourselves, on our connection to each other. And one thing that's present for me right now is healing. And healing is something that I think is present in a lot of people's lives just because we've been in this period of kind of being forced to come back to ourselves. So healing, I want to say, is like we are all healers. We don't realize it maybe, but we have that our bodies have the ability to heal themselves. So and it's like looking at it from that perspective of that we don't have to, always look outside of ourselves for that. It's within us.
Well, and that's a reframe, right? I mean, we are, so again, I really want this to sink in with listeners. We are making Fridays reframe Fridays, right? And let's pull the word nerd out, right? To frame something means to shape it, to fashion it, to form it, to put it into use according to a pattern, to put it together, to compose something or to box something in. Frame of reference is using fixed points of lines. Fixed in math, it's fixed reference points, that it's a known point that we can always speak to or speak from. But when we talk about reframing, it actually means about doing it again, right? Mm-hmm. And it might mean tearing the original structure down and rebuilding something like people might do in a bathroom remodel. I'm thinking about that right now as I stepped in a puddle of water this morning, right? But it could also mean just taking parts of something and changing our reference point or changing our perspective and just broadening our view. And so Native American Heritage Month is Thanksgiving month. So what if we just said, hey, November is Native American Heritage Month, and one day of the month is dedicated to being thankful, and the other 29 days of the month are, we're going to be curious about Native cultures from whatever areas that we're in, right? Mm-hmm. What if we did that? So when you talk about curiosity, I think it starts with the what if question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. And it's, so it is what if, like what if we tried something different? You and I were talking about like all the things we've discussed and how different it was, like, let's say 20 years ago, like things like, you know, healing our bodies, meditation, coming back to us, like none of that was mainstream. And now like everybody's doing it. And that's how we get there. That's, you know, I'm a Reiki practitioner. And there was a time, well, I didn't know what it was. And then when I knew what it was, and, you know, there might be people that know what Reiki is, but still, you know, had only heard of it. And, you know, it was something that people, even if they'd heard of, might not believe in. But now, as more and more people are asking what if and opening up to be curious and trying new things, I mean, that is how we've gotten to this, like meditation being mainstream and mindfulness being mainstream. And, you know, gratitude is a foundation for the way of living for a lot of us now. So that is why, you know, and that is part of like what we're talking about on our on the shift is in making the shift is coming from that place of being curious. And then once we have the awareness, we can make different choices or we can make new choices, you know,
right?
Open up the possibilities.
Well, you know, this is a good setup conversation. So one, I want to go back to a story as you're talking about healing and mm-hmm. what was mainstream, what was not. I want to relate something that I think connects us to where we've been and where we're going. But where we're going with this is that on the shift, we talk to healers, we talk to political people, we are all about trying to open and expand our knowledge base and do that for our listeners. So real quick, you talk about healers and what's in the mainstream. I remember being out of college. And I was at a work site and I injured my back. Like literally I was laying on the floor, couldn't move at all. Never had a problem with my back before. I didn't have insurance. Basically, I didn't know that I could afford to go to a spine specialist. I thought that I had to go to some sort of spine specialist. I had no clue. I was ignorant about the world of chiropractic care. Not only was I ignorant about chiropractic care, but part of my framework that I had was that they were quacks. People in my life, friends, family members, people I respected, told me that chiropractors were on the fringe of Western medicine, and I should never trust them. Now, here's the interesting thing. I called a chiropractor because I got curious. I'm like, I can't move. I'm in pain. I can't afford a specialist. I don't know what's going on. Well, at least a chiropractor has had some medical schooling, right? This is really speaks to my ignorance. I went to a chiropractor. I got a couple of adjustments. And literally, as soon as an adjustment happened, not only was the pain gone, but I could move, but my world opened up. Mm. Because the chiropractor told me that he actually goes through more medical training than average general practitioners, right?
Mm-hmm.
then my world opened up even more because I started to understand the nervous circuitry in my system, right? When my right hand tingles, it's because something in my spine is out of alignment. And I tell that story because literally my body came back into alignment with the help of somebody that was on the fringe, but my awareness came into alignment that there were other viewpoints, other options, other choices that were out there for me that actually could be better for me.
Right. Oh my God.
I mean, that's kind of a long story, but it's sort of really poignant right about now.
But it kind of frames it out. Like so there's so many things I want to say, but first of all, what came to mind was I feel like chiropractors are these like, they're secretly being, they know they're healers, but they don't, like, for a long time, they haven't been able to share that about themselves. Like, I just feel like there's so much about what you just said that is so true. Like what we store in the body and how that kind of care can make it such a big impact on your well-being. And so I could go so many different places, but from the energy work perspective, that what happened to you was not only making that adjustment for your nervous system and your nerves, like it was an energetic adjustment. It was releasing the energy in your body that was stored, that was like binding you up in pain. And a lot of people are experiencing that, but they're seeking, they do what they've always done instead of, you know, maybe there's something else alternative out there that they could explore instead of, you know, going to the doctor and get a prescription, you know, prescriptions and medications and pharmaceuticals have been like, you know, the band-aid fix-all for everything, but we're not treating the root cause of the problem. And while you were talking, I'm thinking of Dr. Brooke, one of our colleagues in this Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. And I've worked with her. I work with her. But she's done, you know, had her treat me. And, you know, there's energy work involved in there. And, you know, it's something that's unseen, but it is something that is very powerful and speaks to the wisdom that our bodies hold. If we only would listen to them and to give it a chance, to give something else a chance out there that might seem like so untouchable or unreachable or impossible. It's so many, you know, there could be so many answers in doing that. And I don't know. There's just so many things.
Well, we're in alignment because I had the same thought. I thought, how lucky are we in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group?
Yeah.
How lucky are we to have many influencers, but somebody like Dr. Brooke Sheehan, who is the body whisperer, who isn't just looking at the rigidity of the body and what's physically in alignment, but who literally has the ability to say, yeah, there's something that's less rigid, but it still needs some reframing, still needs some framework. You know, I think about reframing things and I think of like construction or a house, and there's multiple components to what makes a house, right? You've got the foundation. If your foundation is cracked, then whatever sits above it is going to be unstable at some point in time. Your support post, your beams, the roof, right? We could draw an analogy or metaphor to any component. Right. What if it just starts with, I'm going to just look at the structure and I'm going to see if it's sound enough for me, or I'm going to see if there's one thing that I can be curious about. You know, literally all I have to do is change a faucet out on a sink and put new lines in and this project will be done. But I'm literally curious now about, well, what if I change the flooring and what if I change the cupboards and what if I change the shower out? It's not different. Like, just because I'm talking about a physical reframing project in my house doesn't mean that we can't draw the same parallel to an energetic reframing in our body. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It reminds me, like, I'll share my personal, like, framing of like how I got to, you know, practice Reiki and just my healing journey. It started with feeling into like learning about the law of attraction and energy. And then from there, like each thing is like a layer or a brick in the foundation of healing for myself or healing that we can all do for ourselves. It's understanding the energy and then the vibration and then just, you know, our thoughts and all of the things. And then I heard about Reiki, and this is like something that, you know, you're not physically seeing anything, but you're experiencing energy travels across time and space. It's not bound by, like, we don't have to be in the same room to feel each other's energy. And so, and I personally witness that all the time in the work that I do, and then just in my circle of people. Like, when you think about somebody and then they call you, like, that's because you're on the same frequency.
Well, and what about, I just did this morning. Have you ever been in a car and you pull up to a traffic light and you're like, I'm not going to look at the person next to me. But then all of a sudden you feel somebody staring at you? Or conversely, have you, like, I'm the person who's like, and I, you know, I'll kind of stare at somebody just long, like, I want to see how long it will take them to notice that I'm staring at them. Sounds kind of weird, but that's an energetic shift.
Right.
When we talk about healing, we're talking about different layers of healing, right? Physical healing, energetic healing, emotional healing. That's what your book, Love Me, which is coming out soon. I can't wait to have the conversation with you about that. But there's different layers of personal healing. And sometimes just think about, it's Friday. How many of our listeners are driving home today and they're carrying a ball of stress in their gut because of whatever happened at their work today?
Yeah.
And I'll bet you if those people literally just moved a little bit when they got home, or they took a deeper breath, or they physically out loud say, I'm going to let this go, I bet they would feel something different in their body.
Yeah. I want to come back to what you said about emotional healing, because, well, I agree with everything you just said, but that something's going on inside their body. And I believe there's, you know, there's different types of healing, but it all comes back to emotional healing. What we don't realize is that a lot of our illnesses are because we have old stored emotion in our body that is giving us this pain. It's literally binding us up. It's literally weighing us down. And so it's because we thought we could get by in life without dealing with it. We thought, oh, that little experience didn't impact me. I'll just stuff it down. I have something to do. I'm going on my way to something. And then we keep stuffing and stuffing and stuffing. And eventually the body can only hold so much. And the body starts to say, hey, wait a minute. And sometimes it literally attacks itself. That's where autoimmune disease comes from. I believe it's the body becomes uncomfortable. It's dis-ease within the body. So it all comes down to that, healing the body energy, emotionally, but a lot of that is that emotion is energy. So it comes back to energy, and we are energy. Everything is energy. So,
right. And let's give kind of a helpful tip to our listeners right now. I know that you've written a book about self-love and about healing and about awakening to transformation. Can you speak to one or two brief things that you've discovered in your journey when you opened yourself up to these alternative modalities or these alternative ways, when essentially you basically tore down some of your old structure and started building a new structure? What have you learned along the way?
We don't have enough time for all that, but I'll.
Well, that's why they have to get the book.
Briefly, I know that's everyone will have to read it in the book, because I do talk about that. It's like what I learned is that when I had the courage to make the choice to try something new, you know, when you're at a point of when you're in a grieving process, you're willing to try anything to get yourself out of that process, out of the pain. So from it, I was, and I know a lot of people can probably relate to that. A lot of people listening. So I was like, what can I do? So I tried all these alternative things. We talked with Nayeli about that, about astrology. Astrology has helped me too. She said it saved her life, you know, in our last episode about Mercury retrograde and all the things. So for me, what I learned is when I made the choice to take those alternative routes, not go, you know, traditionally what I thought I was supposed to do or what I should do, here's where shifting the shoulds, is it helped me. And you know what's interesting about the energy work that I, so that's when I tried Reiki for the first time. And when I did, I went back and I went back, and then that practitioner ended up being my Reiki master. I ended up deciding this is something I wanted to do. But what I realized was you might not feel it in the moment. You might not feel anything at all. Sometimes we're so blocked up, our energy, that we, you know, I feel nothing. You know, I did experience something, but it's the things that you, in retrospect, you say, oh my God, after I started doing these things, my life shifted. Like, you know, people moved out of the way. People came in, things came in, new jobs happened, like jobs fell away, you know, all the things, the winding road that, and you know, where I am now. And this is the, what I look back on is the choices I made around doing something different, choosing something different than what I knew, what I thought I had to do, what I thought I should do to help myself. So I don't know if that answers your question. I mean, there's so much more I could say about.
Well, it does. And honestly, there's so much more we can say. Let's do the lead in. This is leading up to, we have a really unique and special opportunity to interview Tom Palladino on November 19th. We're going to have a 1-hour show on The Shift. Thank you to Cornelia Stephanie for helping us coordinate that. But Tom Palladino he's on the fringe, right? He is leading a new version of healing modality that he believes is something that the world needs. And we are going to have the opportunity to talk to him firsthand for 60 minutes, where we'll be able to ask him a bunch of questions and field some of your questions as well. But we're leading into, we want to interview him because we don't know anything about him. We don't know what he's doing, but we're curious. So what I want to tie it into is what I heard you say is I recognized I had pain. I was willing to do anything to get rid of it. That's kind of like me and my backstory. And then once you're willing and you find something that's positive, you know, not always jumping to drugs or alcohol to dumb down or nullify the pain. But if you're willing to be in the pain, but work through the pain with a set of intentions, with a guide, with someone who can help you get to the other side, you're almost always going to get to the other side. And right. The awareness and the aha comes through the journey and it comes on the outside end. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. It does not, there's no easy way around that. It's going through it. It's, you know, you will see on the other side of it, like that for me, like transformation, healing, growth, expansion, all of the things. And, what I want to say about, I'm so excited to have that conversation with Tom, because I mean, we're going to be learning in real time with him. I do know the energy piece and how energy, you know, heals from a distance, because that's a big part of my work is distance Reiki, distance energy healing. So I get that. I get that, you know, so I'm very curious about his process, and he's very courageous. Like you said, he's on the fringe, like, you know, pushing the edge of this new technology, energetic technology, healing technology, spiritual technology, I would say, because we are all energy. So I'm so looking forward to doing what we do here and asking the questions and looking at it from an open perspective, you know, from an open mind, and take our listeners with us on this journey.
And I think that's the key, right? And just time just flies so crazy fast on this show because we get so excited and so passionate about what we're doing. But when I said the fringe, I want to make sure that I'm really clear. Like some people listening might be going, whoa, that's way too out there for me. Well, the fringe has two sides, right? There's the crazy side, which a lot of people just is, it's the unknown and I don't know about it, like how I was led to believe chiropractors were. But it's also the advancement side. Mm-hmm. Nothing in our society progresses forward without having that one person who says, I've got this crazy idea, right?
Right.
I mean, electricity. Thomas Edison said, hey, how about if we just not have gas-lit lamps and we just have lights inside our house? That was on the fringe for that time frame. So I really want to make sure that our listeners walk away with, just because it's different, just because it sounds unusual, just because it may or may not have science behind it, the way you know it, doesn't mean that it's a terrible idea or that it's crazy or that it's undoable.
Right.
That's the perspective shift, is when you can see things with openness and curiosity, then your awareness starts to change and then the perspective starts to shift. one way or the other.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of the, when you said that, like there's, this is what we have to understand is that it's the, what we coin it or say is like frame as crazy ideas or whatever. I was trying to think of the Einstein quote. If it isn't absurd, it's not worth doing or something. Only those who attempt the absurd can achieve the impossible. That's what it is. So it's, you know, viewing this as something, yeah, we don't know about it. We don't know, but it doesn't mean we're not going to explore it. That's how we grow. That's how we expand. And we have right. this tremendous opportunity.
And the key is to not dismiss it just because you don't know or you don't right. agree with it.
Right.
So, you know, let's just kind of wrap this up and tell people a little bit more how they can find more about you and I and okay. Kind of our exciting news about the app. And yeah. then we'll tell people about Tom when next week.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you can find Diane and I on the KS Media Group app. Go to your Apple App Store or Google Play and download the KS Media Group app. You're going to find the world's best influencers, healers, coaches, authors, speakers, health practitioners, chiropractor extraordinaire, Dr. Brooke, who we mentioned, is there. We're there. Catch our ship podcast there, all the ways to connect with us in one spot, one-stop right. shop. So go check that out.
Right. And my last message is that this is November. If you're really serious about looking at something from a different perspective, my call to action is check out the website nativehope.org. There's some good stories there. There's some good reminders about the other side of the Thanksgiving story. I'm Diane McClay. This is Trish Campbell. This is the Shift podcast, and we're here to change perspective, and the shift, it starts with us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. The shift starts now.
Thank you for listening to the Shift podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on the Shift podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.